about to become the biggest brand in racing. Movie deals, infomercials, product endorsements. Ka-chow! You think you're famous now? You'll be rich beyond belief.
Mr. Sterling, what is this about?
Your legacy. Every time you lose, you damage yourself. I'm sorry. Your racing days are coming to an end.
We can only hope that this race today wasn't his last.
I decide when I'm done.
How you feeling?
I can't go out on the track and do the same old thing. It won't work.
It's futile to resist change, man.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I am so excited to train you. I like a challenge. I call you my senior project.
On your mark, get set, and go!
Whoa.
What? The beach ate me.
Ah, Cars 3. The sequel, mainly a lot of film lovers and critics didn't ask for, but a lot of the general audience asked for it. I always love that statement when people say, well, this ain't the sequel that we asked for, and yet these Cars movies tend to make over how much money every time they fucking come out. Sounds like a sequel people was asking for then. Ah, Cars 3, this little gem right here. Directed by Brian Fee, who I believe this is his first time directing and writing on his first picture here. He's a Pixar alumni, but he's worked on mostly the animation design sets for, I believe, like Ratatouille, WALL-E, the original Cars film. I think Monsters University, too. I'm not sure on that one, but pretty much a lot of anime. Oh, dude, he did Mulan, too. Wow. Well, bless your heart on that, then. You couldn't get on one, so you decided to get on two. Well, that sucks for you, then. Cars. I don't hate the first one. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't really care for the characters that much. But if it was on and I was watching, I'd be like, meh. The second one, I don't even hate as much as everyone else does. I think it's easily Pixar's worst film. But it's like not god-awful atrocious to where I can't watch it. Unless I'm mistaken anything. I know there was a lot of Larry the Cable Guy in there, and I can't stand that motherfucker and his character in here. So, but the third one here, I gotta say, this might be the best out of the three. I know it's not saying a lot, but it's saying something for this franchise. And go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this. So you got Lightning McQueen. Him and his two buddies, they're having fun in these races. You know, I forgot the name of, I think it was Chet or something like that, the name of his other buddies. But, you know, it's like a back and forth competitive funness in this film between these three cars. Until one day, a new car pops up on the road, and what was that man, motherfucker's name? I know it was Armie Hammer that plays him, but I think it was like Jet Storm or something like that. Let me look this up. Jackson Storm, voiced by Armie Hammer. And he comes in, and he just sweeps the stakes here. I mean, he wins like by dominating pretty much, and he's one of those new age fancier cars that's coming in, and they don't train on tracks. Oh no, they train on racing simulating tracks. And you know, it quickly becomes the old tale of, well, Lightning McQueen, you just can't keep up with these new cars as all these other older cars are starting to retire. You're the last one still going, and maybe it's about your time to retire. While he's trying to convince himself, more so than anyone else, himself, that he doesn't want to be like his mentor. God damn it, what was his mentor's name? Was it Dusty? I think it was Dusty. He don't want to be like his mentor who got into that big accident back in the original Cars film. And, you know, pretty much ended his racing career. He doesn't want to be like that. He wants to go out on his own terms. So he decides to go training. To I guess get faster speed. It's weird in this universe. It's like train. What? Just put a new engine in your ass. It's like what? What do you mean train? Are these cars living beings or what? Just put a fucking engine in you or a new exhaust pipe or something. I don't know. Do it. Just put whatever's in that car inside of you. There you go. What do you mean training? That was the most puzzling thing to me of this whole film. I was just sitting there going like, why does he need that? Why does he need the train? I don't get that. So you telling me he has the ability to go faster than what his car? Okay, all right, cool. So that's your plot synopsis here. Also, there's a little subplot with the... subplot becomes kind of the main plot here. You got Cruz Ramirez, played by Cristela Alonso here, or voiced by her. And she's kind of the trainer, if you will. I remember her voice in Angry Birds, actually. She's kind of the trainer here who was one of those cars that wanted to be a racer, but was always told she couldn't hang in there. She wasn't a racing car. She was a trainer, kind of getting bullied down. Until Lightning McQueen kind of boost her confidence up to get her on the track. And towards the end of the film, replace him in some parts. Because she is just as fast as all these other new cars and stuff. Because she can go the extra mile. That was no pun either. Let's get into my thoughts of this film. Let's look at the positives. Let's go very positive this time. Owen Wilson, Lightning McQueen. I thought the voice work in here. I thought the voice work for a lot of people here. Nathan Fillion, I recognize that voice when he played Sterling, his new sponsor in here. I thought his voice was awesome. I thought the voice work was awesome in here. I will say the opening, I enjoyed a lot. I would even say the ending, I enjoyed the intensity of the race scene itself. The animation in here is gorgeous. Probably the best looking car. It is the best looking Cars film out there. Hell, I would even say it's almost on the level of some of their better-looking films, too. Like, those race scenes, like, they look incredibly gorgeous. And I think it was more so that the Cars films tend to have kind of the cartoonish background with the cartoonish cars as well. But in here, it seems like they tried to make the realistic look of the cars, or at least from the racing sequences, with the realistic background drops. And it really worked well for this. I know that some people may find complaints with that because they'll say, like, you know, the thing about the original Cars films, at least why they like them is because, well, they had some color to it, made it pop out in here. Well, for me, I prefer this style of animation because it just looks that much more realistic in here. The race scenes, I thought were really good. That scene you see in the trailer where his car flips over, oh, it's intense as hell, man. They add a lot of, like, the music cues are on point. The race scene itself, how he, like, he kind of pushes his way back up. He's like thinking like, oh, he's going to do it. And then next you know, his car just spuns out and he loses control. The way that was shot in the slow motion still, that was awesome. Really liked that sequence there too. I was saying the race towards the end, I liked that too. The part where they were driving in the woods, I kind of liked that sequence too. I don't know if it was more of the animation just because of of how dark it was and just seeing them drift with the trees and stuff like that. That was pretty gorgeous. I would even say this is kind of a dark film for kids, I gotta say. And I know there's someone out there right now saying, how can this kiddie shit be dark for anyone? I took the message from this when... So basically, I'll just go ahead and cut to the ending of my spoiler review here. To get to the ending here, so Lightning McQueen, he spent all these weeks. He's supposed to get to Florida and get to the Seminoles so he could do his preliminary races to see where he would end up in the ranks and stuff. Well, since he didn't go to that, he ended up all the way in the back. And he started speeding through all these other cars and stuff. And he even beat, what's that boy's name? Armie Hammer's character, Jackson Storm, for a second. But then Jackson Storm just swarmed his ass or whatever. And finally he had this look where he started backing up. And then he asked for, what's her name? Cruz to get in. Cruz to take his spot because he, in his training, he recognized that, wow, she's much faster than I am and stuff. So it's almost like this movie is telling kids or telling anybody, look, realize when you're too goddamn old to do anything anymore and just step aside for the new people to come in and take your place. I was like, well, damn. that's kind of a fucked up message. It's like if you're a young guy and you're a little... If you're a young person and you're working on a job or something like that, and your fear is that, like, robots or something like that is going to come in and take your job or whatever, this movie kind of enhances on that it says, no, not robots, somebody just better than you in general will just take your spot. And I was like, wow, that's a fucked up message to have. And I know they try to spun it, like, it was like, No, she's not really taking his place. He's motivating her to do. He's motivating her to do what she's always wanted to do, but no one had no one in her support corner to help her do it. It's like, no, y'all pretty much confirmed that. Look, he too damn old, and he just need to quit, and it's time to move on to this new car here that needs to do it. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty fucked up message to send. I mean, it's realistic. Don't get me wrong. I was like, I kind of applaud you for that. Let's get into some of the negatives I have. Okay. I think I went over enough of the positive. Another positive too. I like the derby destroying car sequence. I don't know what the hell you'd call that sequence there. And then they had like this big yellow bus. Oh man, I forgot the chick that what was her name? I think it was Miss Fritter, played by Leah Delaria. Yeah, Leah Delaria. Isn't she on Orange is the New Black? I think so. Yeah, she plays Big Boo on there. Big Boo. And she plays Miss Fritter in there. I thought that whole sequence right there was cool as hell, too. The way it was shot with the flames and the oil and the way the movement moved and stuff. All right, but let's get into the negatives now. I will say the negatives here is this shit is not funny. It tries way too hard to be funny. Like, there is constant, like, car puns and just jokes that just, like, you just sit there. I don't recall laughing. I'm trying to, I don't recall. Okay, maybe I did laugh or chuckled, like, at the beginning, early beginning, where Lightning first meets Cruz, and she started cracking, like, old jokes on him and stuff like that, and when they had him doing, like, old stuff and how he needs to take naps in the middle of the day or whatever. Maybe I got some kind of chuckle out of that, but I remember after that, those were the subtle jokes. But then, like, the later jokes start to come in, and you just like, yeah, okay. Another thing I didn't like either is, remember in Trailer Talk Guys how I said, hey, I hope that's the only scene we see Larry the Cable Guy in there, because I saw enough of him in the last film, you know, and he comes back as Mater. I don't know why. I don't know what kid out there is saying, mommy, mommy, get me the Mater truck car. You know, it's like, who the fuck would want that hillbilly-ass car? Or not hillbilly, I guess Larry the Cable Guy redneck car right there. That would be funny if Larry the Cable Guy, when he gets home, he's got like this fucking giant mansion. He takes off those shitty-ass shorts and that fucking torn-off kind of fucking shirts he wear again, those sleeveless shirts or whatever he wear, and he puts on like a suit and shit, smoking a cigar, drinking a glass of cognac or whatever and stuff like that. He's just like well classed and shit like that. This is just his gimmick to, I guess, please with the other rednecks in the South somewhere, I guess. I don't know who he's pleading to be honest, because I'm looking at that and going like, yeah, I don't know who's gonna find this funny here in LA at all. Yeah. I will admit, there was a lot of people in my theater laughing. Hell, there was even some claps at the end, too. And I remember my head slowly, stop clapping. Stop. I hate clapping in theater when a movie is just, like, okay, subpar, or bad. And this movie tends to fall in that general sense right there. And to hear people clapping when they win the race is just like, Maybe it's just because the kids were clapping, the parents just decided to join in. I don't know what it was, but it just kind of annoyed the fuck out of me. So I blame the movie for that. But Larry the Cable Guy, he was actually in this movie more than he should have been. Not as much as the second one, but he's in there enough to really just like, somebody get this man the fuck off screen, please. Why? It is 2017. Why is this motherfucker still in movies right now? Another negative, too, I have to say is the story gets fucking boring towards the middle half. I mean, I completely bored. I was bored out of my mind because the training sequence, which I said, it didn't make no sense to me because I'm just like, why don't you just update your car? I don't get this training shit. Like, and this training just consists of, let me race you and let's clock how fast I'm moving. He's going about, I think they said 92 miles per hour or 98. I could be wrong, but Storm is going like 102, and he's breaking records on the day of the Daytona, where he's hitting 113 to 114, and meanwhile, this Lightning McQueen, he hasn't bumped up his speed at all, and Storm, let's just be real, he's a dick, he's basically Lightning McQueen in the first film, which I thought they should have really played off of that in this film, too. I thought Armie Hammer did a good job, but there really wasn't much of him on screen. Like, he comes on screen, and he's just like, you know, pretty much just trying to buddy-butt him, but he's like, oh, it's been a pleasure to beat you. And he's like, wait, did you say beat or meet? And he was like, you know what I said. And, you know, he kind of makes, like, smarky comments or whatever. Like, he's kind of one of those underground assholes that makes his quirky comments or whatever. Then he just walks away from you. That's pretty much Storm throughout the whole film. Kind of like Lightning McQueen was in the first film, to be honest. And I think they should have played more on that aspect that, Lightning McQueen should have that realization. This is just the law of the jungle, baby. You know, shit. This was me 10 years ago. Now, 10 years later, there's this new fresh fish that just stepped on the scene or whatever, and he's bigger and badder than me, you know? This was just obviously just going to happen. Things weren't going to stay the same. It's a movie about accepting change, really. Although I don't think it really handles it that well, because it only really starts to get to that towards the end of the damn film. Most of the film, you're just kind of hearing him whine and complain at his trainer, Cruz here, about how he's pretty much wasted most of his training trying to show her how to drive on the beach and stuff like that. And he's like, I wasted a whole day here. And then it was his idea to go to this this junkyard battle with this bus and shit like that. Because I guess he thought it was just an underground race or whatever. It turns out it wasn't a race. It was what it was. And, you know, he gets upset at Cruz about it. But I'm just, like, looking at him like, I don't know why you're getting upset about that at all, you know. This was your fucking idea. But they never really come to the realization that, you know, early in the film, at least, or the end they do, but earlier it's just like, this is me, and, you know, this is just how it works. My time is done. It really didn't come to him at all until he was in the race, and it was like, oh, that's the last 10 minutes of the film. I think also what it should have did, it opens up, I wouldn't say open up, but like a 10-15 minutes into the film, with that big car wreck you see in the trailer where the car flips over and stuff. But then it fast forwards to 4 months later. That probably was my biggest problem with the film right there. And I was just like, ugh, you had a perfect opportunity there to, like, keep him looking like shit throughout the whole movie. It's all about people trying to motivate him to get his juice back, you know, him getting his car back together and stuff. But, like, 4 months later, his car is fine. Like, they fixed it and everything. He was just moping around watching races of Storm just win all these races together and just realizing what is his next move and stuff like that, you know? I think they made a mistake with that, and they should have went with his car not only being damaged in that month, but his mentality is he's scarred. He can't fathom, you know, beating this guy or something like that. And I really think the movie should have been more about, well, kind of the Rocky syndrome, you know? Even though we've seen this movie, saw this movie in fucking Turbo, okay? So we saw this movie in Turbo. Remember the little snail movie back in 2013, I believe, with Ryan Reynolds? Saw this shit in Turbo. And if I'm not mistaken, they stuck a Nas tank on that goddamn snail. So why didn't you just stick a Nas tank on his ass in here? I'm like, your car, dude. How does this work, you know? But they don't do any of that. It's more, I thought the training was just boring as shit, too. Because, like I said, it's just him just driving in a straight line. And then he goes back to because he realizes, well, he wishes his mentor was here, Dusty. But he's like, well, he's not around, so I got to go to Smokey, his trainer, voiced by Chris Cooper. And he goes to this, I guess this is where Dusty, you know, originally raced at and stuff. And he goes to this place, and everybody there is like the old classic racing cars and stuff like that from back in the day. You know, basically our parents' time. And I'm talking about my age of parents, too. Parents' time. And they're all giving tips and stuff like that. They're training this kid. Although this training montage was fine. The earlier training stuff is what I hated the most. This training was pretty fine for the most part. It was him more racing along the lines with Cruz and them putting what's that boy's name? Storm on her backside, so giving her a head start to see, like, if he can catch up and how to do certain tricks or whatever. And even though that Storm is faster, you know, Lightning McQueen is smarter and he's got to play to the track's strength and stuff like that. That stuff I found to be interesting. But once again, that's in the last goddamn 20 minutes. Like, it's that middle half where it's just like completely nothing. They try to have like this sob story of once Lightning McQueen gets in Cruz's face about, like, you know, she's not a racer, you wouldn't understand. This is where she comes out with her big reveal that you don't think I wanted to be a racer and stuff like that. And then, you know, it has that little sob moment, but that lasts for about fucking 2 minutes before he goes pick her back up and then realizes that, you know, he needs her help to go find Smokey, and the training begins on that part. But then it's only till when he finally beats her, even, you know, given the head start, even though he finally beats her, she still beats him, and then he starts to realize, I am too old for this. I mean, and they dog him out with old jokes in this film. That first 20 minutes was just like, oh, well, not the first 20 minutes. Kind of like when they first get to his new sponsor with Sterling's character. They dog his ass out. Like, they put him on treadmills with, like, 5 miles per hour speed level. They make him take naps. They put him over an oil can because they think he might leak and shit like that. Basically saying that he needs a diaper. If you was like a person, you know, adult diaper, because you're going to leak on yourself and stuff. They dog him the fuck out here. But I don't think really any of the jokes hit. But I will say that this movie, towards the end, when it gets to that point, I was at first a little indifferent about it because I was like, you spent most of the movie. I kind of just don't care now at this point, really. I mean, but they spent most of the movie focusing on Lightning McQueen. Of course, you had Cruz there by his side and stuff. But it was more of a redemption story, how Lightning McQueen was going to get his juice back. Can he beat Storm and he's going to get his turbo back? And you kind of want to see that play out. So when he drops out of the race and then just puts 95 on Cruz and lets her continue the race and stuff, it was kind of like, oh, well, why do I feel like my fucking time was wasted just looking at Lightning McQueen trained this whole goddamn time when the mantle was just being passed down to her. I was like, that's kind of like finding out that Mila Jovovich, even though this movie sucked ass in the first place, she's a clone in the final movie. And it's just like, oh, so I'm not even following a real character then. So you've made 7 movies of me to follow with this person who's not a real person, which is probably one of the fucking reasons why I never connected to this bitch in the first place. I kind of had that same opinion there, whatever, but then I started to see that more of this movie because they showed so many flashbacks with Lightning McQueen mentors, Dusty character. They just show so many flashbacks with him, and Kerry Washington was in this. I forgot about that. She played Natalie Certain. Fuck kind of name is that? But yeah, I kind of realized that this was more of just like, because, you know, once Smokey tells him that, you know, Dusty wasn't miserable. His most fun he ever had was training you, Lightning. You know, he got a lot of memorable moments out of that. You know, even though he lost the thrill of race, he found a new thrill in training you. And I feel like that's where this movie was kind of going in it. I just kind of wish that they would have spent more time on the mentorship in the film instead of just throwing it in there the last 25 minutes of the film, whatever, because this is almost a 2-hour film. To get that in the last 25 minutes, you're just kind of like, why didn't they just run with this? You know, Lightning, or you know what, even after that 4 months, when they said that 4-month thing, say he's out of the game, say he could have been on a drive, and he runs into Cruz Ramirez's character, and he realized she's got what it takes, and maybe he should have spent the whole movie training her throughout the whole film, and getting her ready for her first race, even though everybody says that she can't do it and stuff. That probably would have been a much more better film than this one. Not to say that this one was terrible, it was just like, eh. I will say, though, I was in the middle of the half of it. I was kind of dozing off a little bit. And granted, that was the day yesterday. I literally did just get off a fucking 13-hour plane ride or whatever. So I was exhausted, you know. So, but that still is no excuse, though, because if had I been watching something like, I don't know, what kind of Guardians of the Galaxy or something like that. Nah, only good movie this summer so far. I would have been, like, thrilled, to be honest. I'd have been like, oh, wow, this is exciting and stuff. But here, I kind of dozed off in here. I mean, I thought that this movie had just more missed opportunities than anything. And I thought that I saw a lot of opportunities of where it could go. It does have some of those little bit of elements of Pixar's heart to it. I just don't think it. It's kind of like a cheap, watered down version of the Pixar's adding heart to it. You know, it didn't feel like the whole complete package. And maybe it's just because he's a first time writer, first time director here, or because he's following in the predecessors of two previous films that honestly weren't all that great neither here. I find myself somewhat enjoying the beginning and the end. The middle half I was meh on. And I was kind of meh on the whole movie. Didn't hate it. I wouldn't even say my time was wasted. I mean, I in some parts enjoyed for what it was or whatever. But I couldn't recommend this for anyone to go rush out and see that wasn't a Cars film. If you if you're a family and you want to take out the kids and stuff like that, I think that you can get a good time out of being there with a family and stuff like that. Hell, or being there with like a, I don't know, if your girlfriend's into this or something like that, you know, and she's into Cars or whatever, and or animation and completely, then maybe you could have a good time. But for me, I was just like, yeah, I feel like I would have been better watching this at home, and that's exactly what this is going to end up at, with a regular old, fuck it, I'll give it a high stream it, just on that animation. I thought the animation was gorgeous in here, and the racing suit towards the end, there was a lot of intensity in that sequence there, too. I especially like when, you know, they started pretty much talking shit to Cruz, trying to dumb her down and stuff like that. And, you know, the way Lightning was boosting her up, and even Smokey was like, I'm not saying that. So, no, I did enjoy those aspects of it, because I thought the race scenes were actually really good, even though there's only, like, three or four of them in here. But I thought they were damn good. So I'll give it a high stream it. It's not really the best films this summer, but it is the better car movies. And that's saying a whole lot. Not really.
Jackson Storm set a new record today when he pulled off the fastest lap ever recorded.
How you feeling?
Have you seen the latest record Storm's been setting?
Have you given any thought to retirement?
Queen, over here. This is my last chance, Cruz. Last. If I lose, I never get to do this again.
Don't fear failure. Be afraid of not having the chance. You have the chance. I used to watch you on TV. Flying through the air. You seemed so fearless. I wish I knew what that felt like.
You'll never be as fast as Storm, but you can be smarter than him.
The racing is the reward, not the stuff.
Storm's chances of winning are 95.2%.